This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Stock prices posted a surge yesterday amid news that power players in Washington might be able to avoid a default by the United States next week. The Dow went up 323 points, 2.2% on Thursday. The Friday global market numbers in a moment. But right now, let's get an update on where things stand in this debt ceiling fight and government shutdown. Marketplace's Mark Garrison joins us live.
David, both the Obama administration and House Republicans are sending signals that a deal could be close, at least on temporarily raising the debt ceiling. The president and Republicans met yesterday. Both sides were talking well into the night. And the Republicans have offered to raise the debt ceiling enough to take care of government borrowing for a few weeks, through late November, essentially. In exchange, they want broad talks about budget cuts, and in that process could talk about how to reopen the government.
Now, am I hearing this right? Stopping or curbing Obamacare is off the table?
Well, there are certainly some Republicans who still want that, but the party leadership essentially recognizing that's not a fight they can win here, so they're focused more on scoring some points on other conservative priorities, so trimming the entitlement budget, things like that. And overall, Wall Street is optimistic about a debt ceiling deal. Republicans and Democrats both using words we haven't heard in a while, like progress, forward, and movement, but it's not a done deal yet, either on the shutdown or the debt ceiling raise.
Marketplace's Mark Garrison, thank you.